This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Kosovo's president, Jos Osmani, has accused Serbia and its president of being behind a shootout between armed men with Kosovar police last weekend.
What happened in the north of Kosovo was an armed attack by paramilitary forces that have been paid, trained, aided and abetted by Serbia, organized and orchestrated by Serbia. It was a terrorist attack and equally so an act of aggression by the side of Serbia against the Republic of Kosovo, against our sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Serbia has denied all of the charges and says, in fact, it blames Kosovo for precipitating the violence by mistreating ethnic Serb residents. Sweden's bid to join NATO is headed for delays. Turkey's parliament starts a new session this Sunday without it on the agenda. As Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, delaying a vote on Sweden's NATO membership puts Turkey on a collision course with Washington.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country's ratification of Sweden's bid is linked to whether the U.S. Congress approves the sale of American F-16 military jets to Turkey. Serhat Güvenç is a professor of international relations at Kardahas University in Istanbul.
New built F-16s and upgrade kits, F-16 upgrade kits, which have been on hold in the U.S. Congress.
Some in the U.S. Congress oppose the sale of the jets over concerns about Turkish threats to neighboring Greece. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. soldier that ran across the North Korean border is back in the United States at a military base in Texas. This is VOA News. Calls for accountability grew on Thursday for the victims of a deadly fire at an Iraqi wedding celebration. Reuters correspondent Edward Barran says grief-stricken mourners attended a packed memorial service.
At a funeral the day before, the groom was among the crowds of people weeping. Calls for accountability were growing in the Christian town of Handaniya, as grief-stricken mourners watched their loved ones being buried. More than 100 people died and at least 150 were injured on Tuesday evening in an inferno that government officials have said was enabled by a lack of safety and security measures and the use of highly flammable materials in the building. In a sermon interrupted at times by the wails of women clad in black, a priest at Al-Tahira Church told mourners that Iraq had been united in grief, but he criticized officials for their corruption.
Reuters correspondent Edward Moran, who says criticism of the lax approach to public safety is common in Iraq. The state has been weakened by recurring conflict since the 2003 U.S. invasion. If the U.S. House and Senate can't pass legislation to fund the federal government by Saturday, it will shut down on Sunday. Let's get the latest now from VOA's Kim Lewis.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said Thursday morning that both the Senate and House are working to have a bipartisan funding plan, and some Democratic senators he talked to this morning said they are willing to put border provisions into the current Senate bill.
As you see, we're offering a lot of amendments for members to legislate on both sides of the aisle. And I think a lot of that determines how those amendments turn out and where all the votes will be.
McCarthy remains optimistic about passing a short-term funding bill with the Senate before the Saturday deadline to keep the federal government open. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Michael Gambon, the Irish-born actor knighted for his long and storied career on the stage and screen, has died. He had a 50-year career. Just recently gained brand new fans from a new generation of moviegoers, with his portrayal of Hogwarts headmaster Albus Dumbledore in 6 of the 8 Harry Potter films.
The Dementors will be stationed at every entrance to the grounds. Now, whilst I've been assured that their presence will not disrupt our day-to-day activities, a word of caution. Dementors are vicious creatures. They will not distinguish between the one they hunt and the one who gets in their way.
Gambon was 82 years old. He died in the hospital with his family by his side. He had just gone through a bout of pneumonia. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.